Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. A little bit of a random topic today. On April 29th is the Nashville Marathon. For those of you who haven't had a chance to volunteer for a marathon before, these are great. These are really fun ways to learn about musculoskeletal injuries, heat injuries, sometimes cold injuries, get your hands on some basic procedures. I highly recommend it. You can put it on your residency application, and it looks really good if you've done it for a few years in a row and show some dedication to it. Again, it's a very good experience. In captain's training, they teach us a very straightforward clinical algorithm on dealing with marathon-related emergencies. We spend a little bit of time on musculoskeletal injuries, cardiac arrest, anaphylaxis, exercise-induced asthma, mass casualty stuff, but not a ton. What we spend most of our training time on are the two biggest medical emergencies in all of marathon medicine: heat stroke and hyponatremia. Heat stroke and hyponatremia. If you are a marathon volunteer, those are the ones that you are looking for when you are at that medical tent with all of those runners going by. And the main thing that I want you to remember today is that you look for altered mental status. If you only do one thing, you are screening every runner for altered mental status. Altered mental status. In all of sports medicine, altered mental status is like the most concerning symptom you can possibly get. You'll be helping out at these events, and all of these people will be coming up to you for Vaseline and Band-Aids and water, whatever. That stuff is fine, but it's not important. What you are screening every runner for is altered mental status. Confusion, weird agitation that doesn't make sense, that type of thing. If you only remember one thing today, it's that in sports medicine, all of the most infamous emergencies present with altered mental status. So now let's walk through our approach to marathon medicine with that in mind. Step one, screen every runner for altered mental status. If they don't have altered mental status, but they have nausea, lightheadedness, achiness, muscle cramps, they're just feeling sweaty, they need to sit down, legs up, have some salty fluid, and take a break. Then they can continue on their way once their body catches up. No big deal. This is basically a group of physiologic conditions and responses called endurance athlete syndrome. That's what the marathon experts call it, is endurance athlete syndrome. Lightheadedness, nausea, achy, crampy, sweaty. This is also called heat exhaustion, heat cramps. These are not an emergency because they don't have altered mental status. So you just kind of support them, have them take a break for a second, send them on their way, end of algorithm. But step two, what if the athlete does have altered mental status? Now we're into the emergencies here. This can be confusion, agitation. These patients might be irritable or belligerent. This is altered mental status. If they are altered, step two, check a rectal temperature immediately. What you are concerned about here first is heat stroke. This is the biggest emergency. This is the killer in sports medicine. Typically, you will find rectal temperatures of greater than 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and this is an emergency, a true emergency. Altered mental status plus hyperthermia is an emergency. If you suspect this at all, and I'd rather you overdiagnose this than ever miss a case, you're going to cool these people down. In the Nashville Marathon, every single tent has a giant kiddie pool full of ice water that we basically throw these patients into if we have a patient that has altered mental status and an elevated rectal temperature. This is a serious condition. You don't have time to call around. You don't transport these to the emergency department because their brain is dying. You cool them. Check a rectal temperature. Step three. If they're altered, but they don't have an elevated temperature. Now is where you start thinking about sodium, checking sodium. And most commonly here is hyponatremia. You would think hypernatremia is more common with dehydration and all, but it's actually hyponatremia if you ask the marathon experts. There are lots of reasons for this. One, you lose your salt in sweat. Some people lose more salt than others, and this can cause hyponatremia. And then the other big reason is there are those free water hydration stations placed every couple hundred yards, it seems. And lots of runners, especially if they're new marathon runners, they don't get that they're not supposed to be drinking fluids at each one of those. Even Gatorade and stuff is hypotonic. For lots of reasons, hyponatremia is the most common cause of non-hyperthermic altered mental status. And so you treat this altered mental status with oral hypertonic saline. Just like if you have an altered patient in the emergency department, and sometimes you consider IV hypertonic saline, that is an entirely different discussion. But at these races, you are giving them oral hypertonic saline. Typically what we do is we have salty Gatorade, and that's how you treat this. Step four is hypernatremia. Again, you're checking the sodium. This is actually non-hyperthermic altered mental status as well. This is more what you see when pure dehydration is the issue. For example, in the Boston Marathon, the runners have to wait a really long time in the morning, just waiting for the race to start. So they aren't sweating and getting hyponatremic. They're just sitting there getting dehydrated and hypernatremic. So these patients need hydration. But it's much less common than hyponatremia typically. And then last is step five. You need to check a urine, because anyone who has their body physiology messed up enough to get altered mental status is also at risk for having rhabdomyolysis, which again is an entirely different topic. We're not covering how to treat rhabdomyolysis today, but keeping it real basic, you give these patients lots of fluids and they're not safe to keep running. That's the basic approach to marathon emergencies. Check for altered mental status. Check a rectal temperature. Check the sodium for hyponatremia, for which you can give them salty fluids. Check the sodium for hypernatremia, for which you just give them rehydration. And then check a urine to rule out rhabdomyolysis. This week's USMLE's Step 2 Secrets question is, what are the two classic examples of hyperthermia caused by medications? Pause here. Think of your answer. The answer is malignant hyperthermia. So this is classically with general anesthesia, with halothanes and succinylcholine. You treat this with dantrolene. And then the second is neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Patients taking antipsychotics, you stop the medicine, you give them fluids, and again, you consider dantrolene. So malignant hyperthermia and neuroleptic malignant syndrome are the two classic examples of hyperthermia caused by medications. I want to give a special thanks in this episode to PZ Pierce and the other marathon medical team leaders for the training materials I used to make this episode. I highly recommend that you consider volunteering for marathons while you are a medical student. You can put it on your CV, and it is great emergency medicine training experience. Send me an email, zach@emclerkship.com, with any comments or questions. Please tell all your friends about the podcast. And until next time, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.